Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about rotten roommates.
Yeah, you suck as roommates.
So here's the deal. We got a couple stories of people who were bad roommates, but what we really have is a survey that just came out,
yes,
of 10 traits that make for the best roommate. So we're going to read off the 10 traits and we'll discuss them a bit while we're having you call in and tell us, I had somebody who didn't have any of the 10 traits.
There it is.
I had somebody who literally stole everything I owned. I had somebody who slept with my boyfriend.
Wow.
I had somebody who, I don't know, did something dastardly in your, ran a meth lab in the basement of your condo.
Dang.
So if you had, I mean, and if you are the rotten roommate, we'd talk to you as well.
Right.
We just want your rotten roommate calls, 303-222-5423. So here's the top 10 traits of a perfect roommate. Number one, they pay their bills on time.
I do that. You do that.
I do that.
Yep. We're both good roommates. Over.
I just want everyone to understand we're going to probably check off most of these as being good, but we don't want anyone to be our roommate.
Amen. I hate roommates, but we would be great roommates.
If I wasn't forced to have people living in my house, i.e. my wife and children, I would live alone. They do their fair share of the chores.
Oh, I'm so used to living alone. I do all my chores. You're a chore guy too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we're both good roommates.
So far.
If you got somebody who doesn't pay their bills on time or doesn't do any of their chores, we want your rotten roommate stories. They always wash the dishes. It feels like it goes into the chore one.
Me too. How hard is it to put it in the rack, top rack of a dishwasher?
I know, that drives me nuts. And if the, when I did have roommates, because when, you know, we all had college days or whatever, if the dishwasher was full, you would have a roommate go, he'd leave it in the sink. You're like, why did you put it? Well, it was full. I'm like, okay, did you run it? Well, it was already ran. I'm like, then you empty it.
Exactly. Like,
you understand the process. Dishes in, cleaning process, take them out, put them away. Like, I don't.
In fact, I've never seen this. Down in our commissary where our dishwasher is, they have those little magnets that say, these
clean,
are all, yes,
dirty.
To let you
just flip
know
the magnet over. Yeah.
That's a bad, that's a crappy roommate. They just,
the,
with
what?
The magnet. Yes.
I didn't have time to look in and see if there was food on the food, on the dishes.
Right.
Number four, they take the trash out without being asked.
Oh, well, how hard is that?
I just,
oh,
again,
you guys in your house.
I've had roommates who sit there and will just, they'll basically put a boot up in the trash and keep trying to shove it down. It's like, right, right. Nothing else is going to fit.
Exactly.
Take it out.
Plus, doesn't your wife like to, I don't throw stuff down the sink.
Oh, yeah. We throw everything in the trash.
In the trash.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's, it forces you to take the trash out more often.
We take the trash out probably every day because there's fresh.
Yeah, right.
Ugh. They don't spend forever in the bathroom. That's especially bad. If you live in one of those places where you're sharing a bathroom, it's.
I would learn to get quicker then. I would leave my Kindle.
That's right. You're a lollygagger. You're a Kindler.
I am.
Catching up on some light reading. Leaving the kids at the pool. They don't leave dirty plates sitting out. It's basically the same things we already talked about. Dishes seem to be important on the survey. They get along with your friends. But then there's a point where they get along too good and start sleeping with them. And then you're torn between your roommate and your friends.
Or they become their friends and you just lost
your... You're like, hey guys. Oh, sorry we didn't call you. We took Steve out.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
He's my roommate.
You're my friend.
He's my...
If they don't want to throw a party, they ruin it. If they want to throw a party, they run it by you first.
That's just common sense. To the point where...
It's not your house. It's all of our house.
Thank you. And aren't you supposed to invite your immediate neighbors just to get off the hook?
You should.
Off the hook.
You got to hope that they don't come, but you're just...
Exactly.
It's just you sending a shot across the bow
there
going, please don't come, but we're having a thing.
Yes.
And you could come, but it's going to be people you don't like or don't like you or are younger than you, cooler than you, better dressed than you, something.
That's a long invite, but that works out pretty good.
Because if your neighbor's a beer guy, you just go, oh, man, it's a bunch of wine drinkers. Oh, yeah, no, I won't be coming.
That'll keep them away.
They don't eat your food.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to keep barking your food. Grow up.
Yeah, what age?
Exactly.
I do remember coming down, like, my roommates, God, I did have rotten roommates. They'd leave your Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Here's the thing. If you're going to eat a man's cereal,
okay,
have the huevos to eat it. And throw the box away. But to dump it down to just the dust in the bottom.
The sugary
and still
dust.
Put the thing back up in there. Because then I walk by the cabinet. I'm like, oh, I still have some of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Get it down. Get the bowl. Get the milk and everything ready. And it's like, little powder, little Cinnamon Toast Crunch cocaine powder. in my bowl.
You're just,
and I got a hankering.
Yes.
And it's 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you want blood.
No! Finally, they're always there if you need to talk. Yeah, I don't care about that one.
Oh, I don't need
I'm not there for anybody.
Support from
us. Yes, what I need is your third of the rent.
Pay the rent and shut up.
Pass that. We don't have a thing. So some of the people that are already getting through via social media and stuff, somebody said their roommate flooded their whole apartment because they forgot to turn the sink off.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they lived on the second floor.
Oh.
Landlord lived underneath them.
Oh!
Ruined their apartment and the landlord's apartment. $10,000 in insurance payment.
All the stuff, too. That's...
Here's a rotten roommate. Had a roommate who would only fall asleep if they were watching Disney movies.
Oh, God.
So this person now, years later, cannot hear any songs from The Lion King without wanting to hurt a puppy. Can you feel the love? Is that from Lion King?
Circle
of... I know that one's The Lion King.
There you go.
All right, so rotten roommates. If you've had one or you were one, we want to hear your rotten roommate stories. Lauren?
Yay!
Rotten roommate.
So I have two stories. The first one is I'm in college. I go to Boulder. One of my roommates, she was an aerospace engineer, dropped out of school to become Aminé, the rapper's personal assistant, and go on tour with him.
Peace out. I'm going on a tour bus.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's, yeah.
That's not a rotten roommate. That's an awesome. Oh, he stopped paying rent, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
But just failed.
Wow.
And then the other one is we were throwing a birthday party for my other roommate, and one of my roommates thought we were being too loud, and she had the power box in her room and turned the power off.
Oh, she controlled the power box.
I think you guys might have been the rotten roommates because you're keeping her up, but
yeah,
just to kill the party by killing the power.
That's fun.
That's I like that one a lot, actually. Thank you for the call, Lauren. Natalie.
Yay.
Rotten roommate.
Okay, so I had a rotten roommate, and maybe it's debatable whether or not I was a rotten roommate.
What happened?
Okay, so last year I lived with 4 people in a house, which you should never do.
Ugh.
Yeah. And actually, most of the roommates, like myself and the 2 others, were fine. We all got along. Well, we had this one roommate who was awful. She never cleaned anything. And the worst, most disgusting thing was she left food out. Like, she would leave her food. She would leave her dirty plates. Ooh. If she was in the living room, she would leave them on the floor. Like, who does that, right?
Right.
Yes, disgusting. It's awful. Yeah.
So one time, this was like the straw that broke the camel's back. She left meat out. It was really gross because it's meat and it smelled. So my roommates and I, the other roommates, we decided we were going to make a point, and we took a big pile of meat that we got at that we specifically went to the butcher's, like the grocery, you know, store at the butcher section, got this meat. And we took a pile of it and we shoved it under her bed.
No. Oh,
she's a little unkempt as a roommate. I get what you're saying. There's that, but
No, it was more than unkempt. It was disgusting.
No. You're the rotten roommate. Period. End of story. Wait. It's you.
Wait.
No, I disagree. Oh, no, she really was dirty. She was a dirty person.
She
and
had
we had
coming.
To make a point.
What?
Yep, she deserved it.
You brought a nuclear bomb to a rubber band fight. That's are you kidding me?
I guarantee
you. Meat.
She'll never leave her meat out again. I bet.
Well, it gets worse because so this friend was so dirty, did not even realize the smell. Like, we could smell it out in the hallway, and we would leave little things here, hints, like, you know, trying to get her to figure out that maybe there was something going on in her room. Well, no, she was as dumb as like a box of rocks, so she didn't get it. So basically, bugs came, and we didn't, that's how long it was there. Like, this is disgusting, but an infestation happened under her bed.
Okay.
This is so gross.
Yep.
It got so bad that we had to end up getting the apartment fumigated. Yep. Like, the landlord got involved.
Wait.
And
pretty much you got revenge on yourself, basically.
Right.
You got yourself.
Eventually. Yeah. And I'm almost wondering if she didn't know it was there and she's like, oh, you're going to mess with me?
Oh, she called
I can
her
ride this out way longer than you guys can.
I mean, she could have, and that would have been like kudos to her because that's wicked. That's really
wow.
That is.
You. I just want you to know that my general opinion is you were the rotten roommate.
Well,
just thank you for the call. Renee.
Yay.
Yay.
Rotten roommate.
I had a roommate who had pet hamsters, and one of them died. Oh. So she decided to put it in a paper bag in her freezer to preserve it until she could bury it.
Okay. What?
Give it a proper military funeral? Jeez. What was she waiting on?
I guess she has a little pet cemetery at her parents' house where every pet she's ever had is buried, so she was waiting to take it there.
So when you guys would grab your pizza rolls or whatever, it's in the freezer, you gotta
man, I accidentally nuked Sprinkles. He's yeah, just as hot inside as a Totino's pizza roll. Gross.
All of our food and made her buy us all new food.
Right, that's just
but at least it was in a bag. I mean, if she just left it sitting there staring at you,
that's
like,
rawr!
Well, it was not a sealed bag. It was like a paper lunch sack, so.
Wow.
So you can see its little silhouette.
Oh.
Katie.
Yes.
Yes.
Rotten roommate.
Yay. So I had a roommate in college. We moved into this brand new apartment. We didn't know if smoke detectors worked, anything like that. But she comes home drunk. She's from Alaska. Decides to cook salmon on our stove.
Nice.
Yeah.
Falls asleep. Smoke detectors don't go off as she's cooking this fish. It's still going. Smoke detectors don't go off. We wake up and you can't even see across the apartment because so much smoke is filled in it.
Brand new.
And the pan was white. So it was about to, like, catch on fire.
Oh.
No one would have known. Our, like I said, smoke alarms didn't go off. Nothing like
but
that.
But I bet that smoke smelled delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's smoked salmon, man.
I don't think
it's really good stuff.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call, Katie. Chris?
Yay.
Rotten roommate.
Okay, so me and my roommate, when we got in college, we decided to, we had bunk beds, so we had to decide who got what.
Okay.
I wanted to partake in drinking and relations with women. He, on the other hand, did not, and he made me take the top bunk. So doing one or the other or
you,
both.
What? He forced you into the top bunk, even though you're drinking and having relations.
Yep.
I couldn't, yep. Knowing he's just laying below, I couldn't what?
Oh, I could.
Oh, I know. Slacker and Steve.